The Hall on the Shores, 1. By the entrance to the hall, we have placed a model of a small beaver lodge and a fragment of a dam constructed by these animals. Beavers are animals which live in families, and every family defends its own territory. Young beavers are born in April or May and can swim nearly from the moment of birth. Parents and young from the previous litter take care of the new arrivals and accompany them in their first ventures outside the lodges or burrows. The young will spend 2 years in their family's home until they move out in the spring to start their own families. The animals sometimes travel significant distances in search of new places unoccupied by other beaver families. Evidence of the presence of beavers is seen in the signs of their feeding, on the trunks of trees and on bushes, as well as in the channels which the animals dig to transport branches to their lodge. The beavers adapt to the environment in which they live. If the lie of the land allows it, beavers do not build lodges, but dig burrows in banks of rivers, whose entrances are below the surface of the water. Only in areas where the banks are not high enough, the beavers raise lodges. From branches and mud, the beavers make a mound as high as 3.5 meters. Inside the beaver's lodge, there is usually one living chamber in which the youngs are born and reared. The entrance is always underwater. Beavers keep the exterior of their home clean and regularly bring new shavings and small branches to the lodge. This home is continually expanded and remodeled, especially in preparation for winter in the late fall. More information about the animal which is in the crest of the Vigre National Park can be found in a presentation containing photos and film clips installed in a monitor with the touch screen. The central portion of the hall is occupied by a wooden footbridge from which we can see the panorama of Lake Vigre, dominated by the Camelis Monastery, and where we can hear and see the sounds and shapes of the birds of Lake Vigre. The buttons on the handrail will allow us to hear the sounds made by a bird, and a red light will show us their silhouette. Birds are the most represented group of vertebrates. Within the park, over 200 species of these animals have been recorded, including 8 species of predatory birds, which hunt during the day, the so-called accipitriformes. The most numerous bird of prey is the western marsh harrier. The pride of the park are the 3 pairs of nesting white-tailed eagles. The white-tailed eagle is the largest predatory bird in Poland, which mainly hunts fish and waterfowl. The red kite also thrives in the aquatic environment. The silhouette of the black stork, which is quite rare in our area, has been presented in the diorama. This is a bird which stays clear of people and nests in the forest. It feeds, however, on the marshy meadows and peat bogs near water. Kingfishers, which mainly feed on small fish, nest in the steep banks. The top of their bodies, as well as their head, is blue, with a green metallic sheen. The belly is cinnamon. The kingfishers look beautiful when they fly low over the water. On the shores of the lakes among the vegetation nest numerous coots. This bird is all black with a white spot on the forehead, which is actually a bare part of the head, which doesn't have any feathers. In the spring and summer, we can see hundreds of these birds on Lake Vigre, and in the fall the number may even reach thousands. There are relatively few mute swans nesting in the park. In the recent years, the number of cranes has increased. The crane builds its nest on marshy areas, on the ground, in places inaccessible to people. The park is regularly visited by various species of birds, which do not nest here. These stop here only to feed and get stronger before continuing their exhausting journey. The great cormorant is a species which is commonly seen, but which does not nest here. The plumage of this bird is black with a metallic sheen, while during the mating season their cheeks turn white. The cormorants feed on fish. Every bird eats over 0.5 kilo of fish a day. On Lake Vigre and on neighboring lakes, their numbers in late summer and fall can reach over 3,000. They strongly influence the number of fish within the park, destroy and cause changes to the plant life in places where they sleep during the night, and accelerate the process of fertilization of the lakes. Species which nest in tree hollows make up a numerous group of winged inhabitants of the forest surrounding Lake Vigre. Beside the 6 species of owls, there are also 9 species of woodpecker and 6 species of tit. In hollows made by the black woodpecker nest birds which depend on the aquatic environment, the goose anders. This bird inhabits rivers and lakes with clear water because it hunts its prey from the water's surface, submerging only its head. While diving, it can stay underwater for up to 2 minutes. The bird world of Lake Vigre also includes birds of open spaces. The white wagtail is not a shy bird and is often seen. This is a bird which is easy to observe because it makes its nests in the vicinity of human settlements. More information about birds can be found in a presentation on the touch screen. On the screen in the central part of the hall, you can see a 3-minute movie in which we can observe how the view of the area surrounding Lake Vigre Monastery changes within a 24-hour period.